left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Boys are back in town.
The boys
are back.
Are back
in town.
Welcome back.
3 weeks we've taken a we've been in hiding.
We fucking lied to you. Sorry.
We've returned fierce as ever with twice the cringy jokes and I don't know what the other thing is.
Whatever else makes us great.
Yeah, we're here. Eugene's here. We actually don't have any whiskey, but
I have a nice vitamin water.
Yeah, it's currently
5 p.m.
p.m.
So. Oh yeah, not 5 a.m. where we fucking usually record
so
the podcast.
We're going to be laser focused today, but welcome back everybody to the Half Past Sheep podcast. We're officially
season 2 premiere.
Season 2. Baby. Hey.
Now we need to get another box horses. Like this and name it Susan.
But yeah, the season finale actually kind of popped off a little bit.
Oh,
it was our most viewed video for like the last 10 videos. So.
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah.
Honestly, if you're a new listener right now, I would either recommend just fucking starting here, listening to us,
yeah,
or just going back and starting with episode 10.
We had some inside jokes that were great.
Yeah, if anything, watch episode 1. But
we had terrible audio quality, so you might not like it.
Yeah, I feel like that's some people go back to episode 1, they just listen to it, and they're like,
oh God, we are not going to listen to this. Just continue.
But we're back, and we're ready for another 20 episodes of jam-packed, horrible content.
We're raring to go.
Yeah, too much snapping. We got to stop. But we got some topics we're going to talk about today. I guess I'm just going to go over them real quick, like a little recap, and then talk about what
we're doing.
Something
a little bit different.
These last, like, 3 weeks,
yeah.
I guess.
We're going to do something little different and actually talk about... Oh, a little deep?
Please just never give you, that give, ever. Give you a little rundown of what we're going to do, the game plan, our list. I got it written down.
He wrote gameplay first?
I got a penis drawn on the paper for some reason. All right, so we're obviously going to be talking about fucking Squadrons, the new Star Wars game coming out for sure. There's a bunch of Star Wars rumors floating around that we're going to touch on, excuse me.
Both.
Probably. Maybe. Maybe we'll just touch it. I don't know. But there's a whole bunch of... Please get your hand off my penis. On my paper, excuse me. I forgot we're on the audio. Then there's a whole bunch of shit going on in the DC cinematic universe, I guess. There's a lot of stuff
we'll go.
A lot of stuff going on.
Another
thing, I guess, bring up a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle topic I want to talk
randomly, but you know what?
And then just going to shoot the shit. I have some topics I have written down that I'm just going to bring up that I didn't want to like tell him.
Oh,
just bring it up.
Secret
so,
topics.
So we're just going to shoot our shit across the floor, and how have you been, Mike?
I've been great.
I might need
that. Hey, I've been grand.
Oh, my God.
No, everything's been good. Just relaxing for 3 weeks felt somewhat nice, even though I still worked fucking all the time. But the podcast is fun, and don't get me wrong, I love it, but like also like on a Saturday when like at the end of the day you're like, fuck, I still got to do that. Like, it feeds at the soul.
It was becoming a burden because with the quarantine, there was nothing going on. And we were just like bleeding everything dry.
Basically.
Like the last episode, we had like nothing to talk about.
And
like,
soon get more game stuff is going to be coming out too.
I know,
so
like
talk about game stuff.
I know we were going to have like E3 and stuff. And I mean, DC fandom is happening in August. It's like an online thing that they're doing where they release all this shit. So that'll be interesting. But we've had 3 weeks to build up all this content, so,
It's ready. Besides that, I've just been kind of fucking working and stuff.
Chilling like a villain?
Chilling like a villain. I'm hoping to get a new car soon.
Hey.
Maybe.
What kind of car?
You know, Honda Civic, bruh.
Well, they don't know.
Oh.
Sir.
Oh. No, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Honda Civic, the hatchback.
Honda, version. Let's get it!
Well, because, like, you know, and that's funny, because one of my friends, I texted my friend, you know him by the name JP. Oh. I texted my friend JP about it, and he was like... I told him, I was like, yeah, you know, that's how much, like, I was looking to do, like, for a loan or whatever, and he's like, for that much? And he started sending me, like, a bunch of other cars. I'm like, yeah, you do realize these cars have, like, 100,000 miles on them instead of, like, 8,000 miles on them.
Oh, my God.
He's like, yeah, but they're better than a Civic. I'm like, yeah, but they're going to fucking die. I'm going to have to pay the same amount that I paid for. What, is he sending you,
like, souped-up cars? Or, like,
kind of. Well, like, some BMWs. Of them are, like, Infinities and stuff like that. Like, more, like, luxury cars, like Infiniti. He sent me a fucking Alfa Romeo. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to get an Alfa Romeo. Oh, my God. Yeah, but besides that, I mean, nothing else has really been going besides our failed Battlefront gameplay.
Yeah, I guess we have lied and
we've misled. Lied too many. First, we're like,
we've misled our fan base.
Is this our YouTube apology video?
The time has come. Yeah. We have to address this.
This is a
our issue YouTube we need to apology with. So just picture us, even though you don't know what we look like.
In grayscale, standing in the middle of a room.
Standing in the middle of a room.
Looking blank face at the fucking camera.
A little fake crying going on. True. Possibly. Very serious, and then just a bunch of hate comments, like, kill yourself or stuff like that. Yeah, that just picture that. But we said we would do 2 weeks off. We did 3, which was honestly perfect, because a lot of shit has happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
And, what the fuck else was the other thing?
Battlefront.
Of a goldfish. Yeah, Battlefront. We said we would do
the goldfish.
I don't fucking know. They're small and stupid. We said we'd release at least like one gameplay. It's basically the podcast, but yeah. Us playing games. We recorded it. One laggy as fuck too. It was awful.
Yeah, I realized I don't like doing.
Excuse me. I don't like doing gameplay. Fuck it. I mean, like, yeah. I'm just not used to it.
It wasn't that bad, but, like, it was mostly just because we were watching my screen, and mine decided to be the laggiest it's ever been that day, and, like, it was just terrible.
Oh,
it
would not be enjoyable whatsoever. Oh, my God, we recorded your screen the whole time? I forgot about that.
And that's why mine was just, like, 24/7 lag that day, so. Oh, well. Yeah, that's why there was no Battlefront gameplay, if you guys were wondering.
Yeah, so sorry about that, but we're here now, so.
We've returned. We're not going anywhere
else. In better news, my mall is almost 100.
Oh, Jesus, is it really? I think my Attican just hit like 60.
He's like 80-something. Shit. 82, maybe.
Bro, that is not almost 100. Oh, that my God. 20 that's levels like, away
that's
from
like
100.
2 weeks of playing, not even.
Yeah, 2 whole weeks.
Oh, but I don't play like solid. I play once every few days or that's something.
True. But, yeah. I don't even know. I think my Kylo and my... I think Anakin just hit 60 and my Kylo is probably like 45. I don't even know.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, yawn. I was playing as Kylo Ren the other day, and that motherfucker's OP.
He is not OP.
I mean, not like OP. OP is wrong. He has the best move sets, I believe. You can freeze, pull, and then that lightsaber frenzy,
the frenzy one.
Is insane. They are not overpowered. They are just really good
in tandem. Yeah, if you're good at like pulling, because you literally can pull somebody, hit them while they're getting up, then freeze them before they move, then hit them some more, and then when they start moving, just frenzy them. That's like really like a.
Or if you're getting slaughtered, you can just freeze everybody and run away.
Yeah, just like that one Kylo Ren we fought the other day.
Yeah. Fucking.
Excuse me. Oh. But yeah, besides that, I mean, there was something else that I had in my head that I was going to talk about that I did, but I don't remember it for the life of me.
Let's see. What have we done? We went to Mitsuwa once.
We went to Mitsuwa. Was good. Yeah. You know, we
were downed a whole bottle of Japanese whiskey the other night.
That was great.
It was 4th of July yesterday.
Oh, yeah, 4th of July. Hey, I went to see fireworks in Orland Park.
Very nice.
Indeed.
I was at my aunt's house, and they were shooting fireworks right above us.
Bella sent me videos. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I shot off some fireworks myself. My brother was like, hey, I got these extras. I'm like, nice.
Nice.
They weren't like mortars, though. They were just like ones that just kind of sparkled on the ground. Although some of them shot up. Oh, yeah. There was one that was like, it sparkles on the ground and it shoots up a few. Like, I put the first one off of that one. I was like, oh, cool. It shot up and exploded, and you see like the green stuff. And I did a second one of it, and sparkled on the ground, then shot up one, exploded, shot up another one, exploded, and I was like, where did the other one go? And then I just hear left to me, just something hit the ground, and it's just like, and fucking explode all over the ground.
Oh, hell no!
Yeah, seriously. And I was like, oh. It was like right on grass. I'm like, is there going to be a fucking forest fire going on?
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
it was interesting.
Australia but. Part 2.
Oh, no. Poor Australia. Wow, 2020 has just been a fucking
I thought about
month.
That. We survived. Our fucking podcast has endured a fucking pandemic. World on fire.
And episode 7.
Almost. Yeah. Oh, we endured episode 5.
Oh, is that what it was?
5 was the DC five, one.
No. I'm talking about... yeah, 5 was, oh wow, that was too long of one. That's when we failed there. Yeah. But anyways, I was talking about how you said, I think statistically after episode 7 podcasts fail.
Yes. Yeah, so we survived. Okay, that was good. 7. Yeah, we survived episode 7, and we survived a fucking almost civil war, so.
Oh my God.
We're here. Yeah.
We're still going.
Striving on. Eugene has a new hat on.
You see
on.
The news next day. Two aspiring podcasters murdered
in the basement by CPR doll.
Reportedly named Eugene. Oh, shit.
Well, fuck. It sounds like a nice but relaxing fuck. 3 weeks for you, sir.
I mean, besides working fucking 40 hours each week, yeah.
Very
but
nice.
Besides that, it was
getting
good.
Getting that bread.
Although it's funny because you guys keep going to fucking... the beach on Sundays, and this is the first Sunday I've been off, and you're not going to the motherfucking beach today.
It's okay, we're going tomorrow.
Sorry, I know, but I just thought, I was joking about it. I'm like, watch, since you guys are going Sunday, watch me have this. This is going to be the first Sunday I'm off in a while.
It's awful.
They fucking killed me.
It'll be relaxing, it'll just be us three, so.
There was something else I was going to talk about that I did, but I just can't for the life of me remember it. Anyways, how was your 3 weeks, sir?
My 3 weeks, you ask?
Yeah.
It was kind of chill, I guess. Oh my God, what the fuck?
You're missing something, sir.
I am. This is actually kind of fitting because the very first night that we recorded the podcast was like my first night that I started studying for my personal trainer certification. It was my first full night of studying, and we started recording at 3 a.m. with some Xbox mics on the fucking dining room table.
I remember that.
And,
what a great time that was.
Yeah, but...
how far we've come. Now we're downstairs in a basement with a table.
And now we're cringier than ever.
Oh.
So I got my certification. Yeah, that was the highlight of the 3 weeks. I took the fucking test. I actually had to reschedule
it. And you got CPR certified. Oh, actually, we might have said that before.
Yeah, that's why I have Eugene.
Yeah, true.
But... what the hell was wrong with it? Sorry, it was like 2 weeks ago, honestly.
Oh, you were talking... Yeah. Okay, you were supposed to do it on like a Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, I scheduled it at 3:15 on Saturday. I'm like, hey, let's get it. I go to get on, and it said I missed it. I'm like, what the fuck? So I called the person. He's like, yeah, it was 3 a.m. I had like no... it didn't say p.m. or a.m. or when you signed it up. I just typed in 3:15, and then... I guess I couldn't take it, and I had to take it the next fucking
Tuesday. Yeah,
because
then they say it was,
Tuesday.
Like, military time. I'm like, you think they would tell you this is military time?
Yeah, I don't fucking know, but...
who would want to take a test at 3 a.m.?
I don't even know. Maybe, I don't know, but I took it, and I don't know. It was... I don't even remember it. I just remember, like, sitting there and fucking clicking through. I blew through the test in, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a 120-question test.
Oh.
Yes, I fucking blew through that.
What your percentage, bro? What was your percentage?
They don't give you a percentage.
Ah, they're just like, you passed.
Yeah.
Could have passed. Little do you know, you had, like,
I had one.
Yeah. Because usually, I think, what is it? 59.5% is,
I had to get a 70.
Oh, okay. You get, like, a 70. You get, like, just 70. Get exactly 70. But I was trying to be very specific and funny, but it just didn't work.
It's okay. That's pretty much all we did.
Cringy joke number 70 of season 2. Excuse me.
21.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Episode 21, yeah.
I get it. Season 2, episode 1, 2 and 1, 21.
Boy! Damn, what happens when we get to 30?
We don't talk about that.
But yeah, I mean, I got that. That was cool to finally have, but then I don't really know what to do with my time now. I guess I'm finally...
well, yeah, it's not like you can, like, go out and get, a job for that right now. It's not like there's a lot of places hiring.
No, I can't. I mean, honestly, majority of my time... I mean, that was fucking uplifting to have that done. That was fucking awesome. I spent all my day studying, so I can just chill and actually enjoy. Because the quarantine, I didn't really, like, sit back and relax like everyone else that was, like, at home on unemployment... I was just, like, studying the whole time, which was fucking awful. Dude, I have not studied ever. I flunked through high school.
Same.
I don't even know how I passed high school.
The only reason I didn't flunk is because I passed all the tests, like, really easily. Because for me, testing was really easy. I always got, like, 100% on tests. I just never did homework. So my grades were kind of, like, shitty.
The only reason I passed was, like, teachers that just were
like, they were just like, you're a good kid.
They just, like, passed me.
Eventually, I feel like teachers just give up. They're like, yeah, I don't care. And they're just like, here you go.
Yeah, senior year, they were just like, gives a fuck.
Oh, yeah, senior year,
graduate already. Fucking failure. But besides getting that, which was pretty fucking awesome, I've just been reading a bunch of graphic novels.
Oh, I have not read mine at all recently.
God, read them, bro. I've read a shit
ton. I know. I finally, like, received all of my Daredevil ones. I have not read a single page out of any of them.
You should.
I know. I still need to, but I want to finish the Iron Fist one first. Because I like that one so far. I just need to continue it. I just haven't, like, gotten the strength to pick it up and read it.
What I've been doing for the last few days is I wake up, I let our cat outside. And then I go sit outside while he's outside and just read. It's kind of
sounded wonderful.
I'm reading.
Wouldn't the humidity destroy the pages of your book?
It's not that warm out yet. It was getting real fucking hot today. I put it away. I read this really good one, and I was actually thinking if you were to ever read Batman, you should read that one. It's called Batman: The White Knight, or The Curse of the White. No, I think it's just The White Knight, because I think The Curse of the White Knight's a sequel.
Mm.
It's basically about.
If Batman starts wearing white instead of black?
Pretty much. You get spot on.
Oh.
Why is he wearing white?
I don't know. Anyway. Tell me what's the plot of this fucking
basically,
comic.
It's like kind of a different universe, but like very similar. So it's like there's a few minor changes. Like Jason Todd was the first Robin, and there's like a few things that change. But basically the premise is that Joker gets cured. I'm not gonna expose how he gets cured. He gets like a cure for his disease.
Oh,
he becomes normal.
Telling me
and
a little
like,
about it.
Yeah, he
escapes. Like runs from air or some shit.
He runs
right?
for like councilman oh, and like there's like an area. It's like and everyone's kind of against Batman and against the police in this area that he's councilman because it's called Backport and they call
Seattle?
It like Blackport. Yeah, pretty much. It's actually a really really good book. I don't know what to say too much about it, but. It's a DC Black label, but it's a good one. It's a lot of inspiration from the animated series, honestly. Yeah, I feel like it takes place in that universe almost. But
maybe it does.
It's a cool book. They're going to make a third one about it, but... I mean, I've read a fuck ton of them, but anyways, we should probably...
I was going to say, we are 17 minutes into
we should probably hippity-hoppity onto our topics, good
toppity.
Sir.
Wait, what was the first topic you said?
I mean, we don't have to go in order. The big news. Let me talk about the big news.
Big news. Go ahead.
Big news.
Big brain time.
So, when I first heard this, and you'll hear what I'm talking about in a little bit.
Is this something that you haven't told me about?
No, you've heard about this.
Okay.
I was like, this is cool. Like, okay, so they're going to bring back Tim Burton. I mean, not Tim Burton, excuse me. Michael Keaton.
Right.
Tim Burton's the guy that made the Batman. Michael Keaton into a Flash movie and make him, like, the Nick Fury of that universe.
Right.
So you look at that and you're like, what the fuck is this? But for people that are fans of Batman and comics and watch Tim Burton's Batman, that Batman was, like, the most iconic. It was from 1989, I think. It was, like, the first, like, big screen, like, legit Batman. And
right.
those are... fucking so iconic, those two
wasn't
movies.
Wasn't Adam West the first?
No. he was good, but different. your typical shitty joke throwing me off my train of thought.
Welcome back!
Anyways, we've been saying, like, welcome back for, like, 20 minutes now.
Hey. Welcome back. It's because it's the fucking new season, new us. All right, anyways, continue.
Same scumbag. Eugene
new
has
season,
new hat.
Same
new
scumbag.
Hat, Eugene.
That's a podcast hat.
Yeah,
Frank has graciously given Eugene the podcast hat.
The cowl is his now.
Oh.
Anyways, so anyone that likes Batman or anything, it's honestly, there's been like a thing going around like the community where they're like, it would be amazing if Keaton would come back and be the old Batman to like a Batman Beyond movie, which that sounds awesome at first, because Batman Beyond, you don't really know much about him.
I don't, because I watched it a little bit when I was a kid, but I don't know like anything really.
It's a fucking awesome concept, and anyone that like grew up watching like the animated series or anything like that, and they watched that one as well, it's just like, it's fucking amazing. He's just a cooler, like, it's honestly like Iron Man mixed with Batman. That's what the suit is, but It's and then Bruce Wayne's like old. It's fucking cool.
That's pretty cool, actually.
It would have been a cool movie, but now they're. I believe they're trying to bring him back in a Flash movie, which
it's a little. I mean,
which
could be good if they're trying to connect it. Like if they're because the whole thing that's kind of throwing people off, I think right now, is because they're like, we're no longer gonna make a universe, but now they're like. But like they're doing things that seem like they're continuing the universe, but they said they're not doing that anymore.
Well, so they are continuing the universe. They're trying to, at least. Mm-hmm. But what I'm here, this is the easiest way I could lay it out. So they're trying to do all these big things, right? And if you think about it, this DC universe is very young. Okay, right. Marvel. And I'm always trying to comparing it to Marvel, which you should. Marvel has a winning fucking game plan. You should try and do something similar to them.
Right.
So they have, like, a few fucking movies and then two big movies, right? They don't really have a lot going on. And now they're trying to do with this Flash movie, they're trying to do, what's rumored is the Flashpoint, which I understand that they want to do Flashpoint because Flashpoint is the event in the comics that... rewrote the history and the New 52 was born and so you can change shit. That's cool. I get that. I mean, that could totally work out for them in a good way. And in Flashpoint, he goes back in that whole Flashpoint universe that he's stuck in, has to fix it. The Bruce Wayne is not Batman. It's Thomas Wayne. His dad survived and became Batman. So maybe Tim Burton's going to be the Flashpoint Batman. I don't know. Mm. But they want him to be like Nick Fury, which...
Wait, you mean Michael Keaton? You call him Tim Burton.
Michael Keaton. I keep calling him Tim Burton for some reason. But I feel like... I'm sorry. My chair is creaking like a motherfucker. These chairs are so terrible. Yeah, I'm sorry.
We eventually we'll upgrade them.
Yeah, someday. But I just feel like it's not a perfect world, but I guess if you want to reset it, the Flashpoint is a thing to do. But the Flashpoint came along so far along.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the Flashpoint in like...
And the first movie for Flash, like we can't just start it off with something like normal.
I feel like if they're going to do it, like this... I feel like the Flashpoint movie, like if it... Let's say DC was as far as along as Marvel. I feel like that's when you should do it. Like you should do it to reset it and then restart like a new
thing. Absolutely.
You don't do it as like the what is this, the sixth movie? Not even the sixth movie in this fucking
I don't even know. They
at least that continues like the chronological.
Yeah, I don't even know what the fucking movies get, because if you look at it, it's honestly just a shit fest, because we have we just don't even fucking watch your fifth episode. Just don't watch it. I'm gonna lay it off here in like 30 seconds. You fucking Man of Steel, great movie. Batman vs Superman, hot mess. We're actually gonna fucking watch that shit tonight. We're gonna watch the ultimate edition, and we're gonna come back because honestly, we hate a shit ton. We hate on it so much. We need to know it better.
Yeah.
So I might like it more, honestly.
Well, especially because I heard the ultimate edition does fix some things. But that's the thing is like I'm gonna jump ahead just a little bit with the people saying like, oh, the Snyder Cut is gonna be a lot better, and then but it's gonna be 4 hours. Like it's a lot easier to fix something in 4 hours than it is 2.5 hours. But whatever. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, no, I agree. But Batman vs. Superman's a hot mess. It's whatever. I mean, it honestly, if you get a bunch of other good movies around it, that can be acceptable.
Right.
Wonder Woman, fantastic.
Yes,
Wonder Woman. Fantastic. Aquaman, great.
Great.
A little cringy, but good.
Yeah, but overall, like, funny, great it was actor. Cringy, but even though it was cringy. Shit, yeah. Even if it was slightly cringy, it was at least, like, acted well enough to be less cringy. Yeah. It just depends on...
I really liked it. I loved it, personally. My favorite movie from the DC is Wonder Woman and then Aquaman.
Mine, I think, is actually Aquaman first. I like Aquaman. I mean, don't get me wrong. Wonder Woman, I think, overall as a movie is better, but I don't know. Something about Aquaman, just, like, the world and everything.
Yeah,
just
he's made a great
like,
oh, character.
That was really cool. Like, the whole underwater thing and everything.
Yeah,
really
Atlantis is dope as fuck. And then... Going back to that, then you get fucking Justice League, which is a heinous, hideous, disgusting mess.
Yeah. I didn't realize how bad it was until we were talking about this a little bit earlier. Like, we looked back at the scenes of some of the scenes, and we're like, wow, that just looked terrible. Like, even just, like, the story overall, which was kind of like, meh.
No, it's fucking awful. It's so bad. The very fact that Flash has the blue lightning around him that you pointed out.
I was gonna say, yeah, when I told you that, you're like, no way. I was like, yeah, bro. I'm like, he literally has blue lightning in this.
I guess they could just not do that thing in the movies, which I guess is fine, but he's supposed to have the yellow lightning around him, and the lightning is supposed to resemble your speed.
I feel like that's so iconic that you should just leave the yellow lightning
on him, because the blue lightning is owned by Wally West when he gets older, and he's the fastest fucking speedster, but... Who gives a fuck? Flip it on its ass and give us the Justice League.
I mean,
they do
change a lot. Like, Marvel changed a lot of things, too, when it came to, like, the Infinity Stones and stuff like that. When I was reading about it, like, they did change a decent amount. But, like, at the same time, like, it's just... I don't know. I feel like if it's something that's really, like...
No.
Like, it's associated with that character so much, and there's other characters that you could possibly use in the future that you can differentiate them with that, like, you might as well. Because think about it. Let's say this did go crazy big, and they kept it how it is. Like, what if they introduced Wally West? What were they going to do with him? Were they going to be like, oh, he's also blue lightning? They both look blue.
Well,
like,
Wally, you need to have if they were to introduce Wally different. West, he'd probably be coming as Kid Flash to begin with.
Yeah, that's true.
Because what happens is Wally West is Kid Flash, Barry Allen's Flash.
He'd probably still be fucking blue lightning. It's not right.
No, not as Kid Flash. He had red lightning. He was even slower.
And they'll probably still give him blue because why the fuck not? Let me fucking explain it.
He was Kid Flash. Barry Allen died in the Crisis on Infinite Earths. Then Wally West, Kid Flash, became Flash to, like, because Barry's gone. Then he gets faster with the yellow, and all this shit happens, and he comes back, and he has blue lightning, and boom.
But in the movies, they'd be like, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know. They're not even in a position to give us a Wally West because the Barry Allen they gave us is so fucking childish, he's almost Kid Flash in his own.
Yeah.
And the fact that, what the fuck is Suicide Squad? That whole fucking section, like, what is part of that universe? We have the anomaly that is Suicide Squad with disgusting fucking Jared Leto, and then you have the new movie they're making, which hopefully it's good, but why are we getting another Suicide Squad? And then you have the anomaly of fucking Birds of Prey, which I have come to my fucking senses, and I don't think I can handle that fucking movie.
I think it was terrible.
I still stand by the fact that Black Mask and Harley Quinn were the only reason I enjoyed the movie. The rest were fucking terrible. No, I can, Huntress... Montoya
was the worst.
The worst,
She was the absolute worst. She ruined the entire movie for me.
Honestly,
her alone ruined the entire movie.
I know, I agree.
If I take out all the other issues, her alone.
Yes, no, 100%. But honestly, just speaking out loud, all these movies, it honestly makes more sense to me that they would be trying to reset it if they want to keep it.
At this point, just fucking reboot it. Yeah, like, just get rid of it and just start from fresh.
Use the Matt Reeves Batman.
There is nobody in the world who's going to be like, I loved this. I loved where you were going already. Why would you restart it? Nobody in the world is going to say that. Just, like, restart the fucking thing and just start over.
Yeah, I know. I 100% agree. It's like, okay, we fucked up on Suicide Squad. Let's remake it. Let's do a Birds of Prey movie also. Let's keep the same actress as Harley Quinn, but, like, take that movie out because we liked her. So, and then they're like, we can't do another Wonder Woman or Man of Steel or whatever because we like those actors. It's like, why can't you just take them out?
Just keep them then.
Look, it's simple. It's very simple. You take Batman vs. Superman, you throw it in the trash. You take Justice League, you throw it in the trash.
Take Suicide Squad, you throw it in the trash.
With Birds of Prey. Now what are we left with? We're left with Man of Steel, Wonder Woman.
Aquaman.
Shazam. Shazam's shitty, but it's fine. It's like a Hulk.
Yeah.
It's like Hulk. It's fine without those two other anomalies. And then we're getting a new Suicide Squad movie, then we can get a fucking, I don't know, give us Batflex. I don't fucking care. And then the Flash movie, which... Whatever. We don't even need to go over this.
Why don't we just have a fucking Teen Titans movie at that point?
Oh my god. And they're making, which would be fantastic. Fuck Batman. Would be fantastic to fucking get
Titans.
Teen Titans is one of the best fucking, they're better than the Justice League. It's because they're friends and they're kids and it's fun.
That is really, I actually love that show. I really need to watch it.
No, they're great. And when I don't know, it's just fucking great. But I guess
they're just fucking it up so much and it's terrible.
I think it is salvageable. I feel like it all is on Justice League. If they come out and they make Justice League like a B movie or something like that, mm-hmm. like, okay, we're good. Because we have great solo films. We have the Batman vs. Superman, which is kind of shitty, but I guess in people's eyes, Age of Ultron was a shit fest to a ton of people. So
I thought that was good.
I think it's great as well. It's one of my favorites. But Batman vs. Superman can just be whatever. And then all that matters is if Justice League... can be good, and if Batfleck will come back.
Right. Although, if he comes back, what if he doesn't want to continue, though? So, like, that would, even if you make it a good
that's
movie,
what
you
I mean.
Continue
he,
the universe.
No, he is coming back to do Justice League.
I know, but, like, but would he even continue?
That's what I'm
saying. And the thing, you already have Robert Pattinson, so, like,
back.
They're going to be fucking, they're going to be fucking too many shit up.
It's back, it's back fuck galore right now, because we got Michael Keaton, Ben Affleck, and Robert Pattinson. With Robert Pattinson, they need to stay in their own thing. We need to get a solid few movies in. And, honestly, maybe merge with the Joker movie, who gives a fuck, but...
I would hope not, because I feel like that movie just needs to be its own thing.
Just leave it. Don't make a sequel.
Yeah. But anyways, I think we need to wrap it up for a second.
Well, we didn't even... Oh, okay. Ad break.
Ad break.
Hopefully this is a new ad. I don't know if we're going to record a new ad yet.
We'll see. If not, you guys will hear sweet sounds of our old, terrible ad. See you in a second. The boys are back.
Okay, yeah, we're not gonna do that again. But welcome back from our beautiful ad, whatever the fuck. I don't know why I said that, but just to wrap up on our previous topic.
Now that we went on a very long tangent.
I mean, honestly, just to talk about the topic in general, because we just shit on the
DC. It needed to be done.
Yeah, it hasn't been done in like 15 episodes,
yeah,
so
it
needs to
bring
be
that
done.
Back. Yeah.
But let me scooch my mic back a little bit.
Yeah, scooch that shit back.
Back to Michael Keaton coming back. If you just say Michael Keaton is coming back,
hey, Nick Man?
Hey. If you're just saying Batman coming back, I mean, Michael Keaton coming back, I'm all for that. Now, how they do it, I don't know how I feel. I think what they're trying to do is have him as a replacement for Ben Affleck if there's no Batman.
They're like, he's just really old now.
Yeah,
and he's Michael Keaton.
It's going to be terrible because you need Batman. And actually... We were going to wrap this up, but I actually have a few things to say before we wrap it up. But I think they can do good. If they do good with this Flash movie, they could fix it. They could make... Honestly, this if they're going to do it, they got to do it the right way. They got to stick to the fucking comic book. Flashpoint is a fantastic story. One of the best. He just do it. He goes back in time, saves his mom because he loves his mom, finds out he fucked the timeline. Everything's fucked. Atlantis, Wonder Woman, they're fighting... They're all in it. It's a huge movie. So you're going to have Aquaman leading an army fighting Wonder Woman and the Amazon. There's like a giant war that's going on. Superman doesn't even exist right now. He's like in a lab or something. And they free him and all this shit. Batman is Thomas Wayne. Maybe that's to where they could get him. Like steal him from another timeline. Which the thing that I love the most about it is that you're going to immediately add in his movies to this universe. Which his movies are old
that's
and
true.
Beautiful. Which is really cool. So you're like, the Watch Order would be really interesting, and that's really what DC
unless
is.
Unless
they a bunch
taint
of time
those
plots.
Movies.
I hope not, but I hope it's good. I think it has a lot of potential. I'm all for Keaton coming back. That sounds wonderful. But I've heard rumors of what they're going to do, and I talked about the Batman Beyond thing.
Right.
And I fear that if Affleck doesn't come back, what they're going to do is they're going to have this Batman be the Nick Fury, but they're going to have their own, like, Bat movies, but he's going to be mentoring someone. So you're like, Batman Beyond.
Right.
Oh, my God. It doesn't really make sense, because why would Batman Beyond be there during the prime of the Justice League? Who gives a fuck? We got him.
We got him, at least.
No.
Oh.
He would be mentoring Batgirl.
Is that what they said?
Yes, that's a rumor. Which makes no fucking sense, because Batgirl was, like, his partner. And why Batgirl? Why can't it be like a Robin or something? Like weird,
see,
like
getting,
how he's older men. That's terrible. That is
it's
fucking
to
terrible.
A point where like
you can mentor Robin
and
then make him Nightwing.
Diversity
or
just because. Like, don't get me wrong. They need to do more.
Batgirl's
a
fantastic hero.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
She's not fantastic on her own. She's fantastic like on her own, but like with Batman still in the mix. Like
right,
her
it's
own
not like
comics
it's just
are
like...
great, but she's not. You can't just like. Make Batgirl
like she's basically Batman. You can't like replace Batman
no,
with her.
No, not at all.
You have to have it where
you
like
you saw what
she
fucking happened with Batwoman in the awful fucking TV show. The bitch quit the fucking show. That's how bad it was. So yeah,
I haven't even watched any of it.
That's
but I heard
fucking
it was
awful. But another thing that I have no idea. I gotta stop shaking the table. I have no fucking idea how
he's
I think
getting,
about
he's
this.
He's getting real. He to fucking put his pen on the table and shit.
Is if they can't secure Keaton because he's not secured right now.
They're
very,
just wanting him.
Yes,
to like
it's very in the talks right now. Is if they can't get him and Affleck is not willing to come back because they don't want to lose those movies, which honestly I feel like the perfect thing to do would be like Crisis on Infinite Earths and just change everything and have a new Batman from a different... Because it like the new Earth that they make in Crisis is all the Earths mixed together, so you can just pretend like Batfleck died and you have a new Batman.
Right.
But
see, the biggest issue I could see with Keaton, like, just like as a real world perspective, is I'm pretty sure Sony might still have him in talks for, because he was Vulture in Spider-Man, and they're still thinking about doing a Sinister Six movie, so I don't know if they forced him to sign, like, a, not forced him, but if he signed a contract for multiple movies with
them. I don't think that's an issue at all. There would not be this many talks about that. That would have come up for sure.
Yeah, I guess
that's actually really, I didn't even think about that.
Because they're thinking about doing a Sinister Six movie, I know that.
That's that Marvel contract is going to come up with, I'm about to say, is they want to get Christian Bale if Keaton won't come in. They want Christian Bale to come in. And
but he's in Eternals. Yeah,
no, he's gonna be the villain in Thor, God of Thunder, or like Love and Thunder. Yeah, so he's the villain in that. He was Valkyrie or whatever the girl's name is. She confirmed that he's a villain in some interview or something. So
although, but he's just gonna be one villain. So I mean, hypothetically, realistically, Loki was the villain. He fucking continued on, but that's how his character was. So
no, they cannot have that happen. Those movies are perfect. They need to be left alone. They don't need to use him as a Batman. He needs to be left alone.
They're going to steal him and, like, ruin all of it.
That'd probably. I don't know.
They probably won't. I don't
we'll
think
we'll see with the upcoming weeks what happens. And I hope if they do the Flashpoint movie, like they say with this Batman, that they just rewrite time, fix it, and then keep the beautiful actors and actresses that they have. It's just too soon to do a reboot, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we don't even have a Flash.
We're talking about the fact that just because this is their plan, they could fix it. But realistically,
just make new ones, Holmes. Just make new ones.
They should just make new ones and restart the whole fucking thing. But
anyways, fuck. On better topics.
Yeah, on to lighthearted, non-hating on these franchises topics.
I guess. Never mind. This is exactly onto hating comics. Oh. There's a full-on civil war going on at Disney right now. My chair won't fucking start creaking. That's okay. Our boy Johnny Fav.
My homie.
Our Holmes is
even
fighting.
Though people don't like him for Lion King, but that's fine. He did Iron Man and
who
all
gives
the other
a
stuff.
Fuck? Yeah.
And Mando, he already made up for it.
He's fighting the tyrant of Kathleen Kennedy. I guess there are very thick rumors that that they're talking about restarting the sequels
and
which
putting
is,
but I
yeah no, I, okay actually I didn't explain this to you. Mm-hmm. So basically what I heard in a video, and this is all rumors, but you know the Veil of Time or whatever that thing that is in Rebels, the time travel, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's how time travel would have been an aspect of this.
Mm-hmm.
Which honestly I feel like they could just say that these three movies we got are just an alternate universe in a multiverse, which that's what they need in Star Wars, because then we can get a universe where Anakin never becomes like Vader and he's like the ultimate
Sith
Lord.
Well, that's the thing, is that
they need the multiverse in Star Wars, bro.
What I heard,
Darth Maul living.
Well, that's what Legends should just be. Like, everything in Legends should technically be correct. It's just a multiverse. That's just what they should do. And
it could be in our own head.
This could be the canon verse. Everything else is just technically part of it, but
just
the multiverse.
Make Earth Prime the movies.
There you go. But the that's what I heard, is that they want to take the last
three. Actually, let's make Earth Prime the Arrow TV show.
Oh my god, the Arrowverse.
Anyway,
God, Jesus Christ.
I feel like that could be a YouTube video. Us just like watching some Arrowverse clips.
Maybe we should do. Is that what we're doing?
Some commentary, maybe.
Oh shit.
Maybe.
We'll see. We'll see. Every time we do that, we feel like it's terrible.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, that's what I heard. They want to take the last three movies and just throw them into Legends and be like, those are just Legends and this is the real thing.
Yeah, I feel like what they need to do is just say that that's just a different, that could be Earth 1.
You know, and even if
and
they
then
did
make
that,
the actual Legends with all the other Skywalker kids, make that like Earth 3 or something, so the people that love what they love can get what they want.
And still have people continue it or something.
Honestly,
like
just make the last three just not canon, and then we can just like have our perfect six. No, I'm kidding. I would rather have the 9 than just 6.
I feel like I might as well just have the 9. Yep. Like, I people are like, oh, last three just aren't canon. It's like, they add to the story and they are still, like, continuations of, you know, the overall story. I just feel like they shouldn't have called it the Skywalker Saga. It definitely should not have been the Skywalker Saga.
Well, okay.
They should have said the first six was the Skywalkers. That's just how it was. And now these three movies, they could still say, hey, you know what, it's 7, 8, 9, but it doesn't have to be, like, part of that continuity. Like, part of that overarching, like, this is all, because realistically calling it Skywalker Saga, that means from 1 to 9 there's a giant cohesive story that should run between 1 to 9.
Which it would have been really a cohesive story if Ben Solo, aka Skywalker, killed Palpatine.
Yes, that
finishing
is true.
What his grandfather started, yes. Which is what the trailer said back in 2015 or 14 or whatever the fuck the movie
which
came
would have been exactly
amazing.
But at the same time, even then, I feel like they should have just had separate.
If they redo it, they need to fucking bring Kylo Ren back.
Well, that's the thing. That's my biggest issue is that if they read. So, my biggest issue is if they redo it.
They should have started from Force Awakens. Keep Force Awakens. Just restart from the eighth movie, please.
People would just be too confused from that. People aren't smart enough to. Not everybody is smart enough to be like, oh, these two are out of that, but this isn't.
Just give it to Dave Filoni, for Christ's sake.
True. That's what I'm saying. To be honest, just keep them in and just continue with Dave Filoni and let him fix all that shit. Because to be honest, there's Marvel movies that are trash, or that a lot of people consider to be trash. Like Thor, the first Thor people hate.
Some people, if they're really going to retcon anything, just retcon the Rise of Skywalker and give Dave Filoni. If anyone can save that last movie, it's fucking Dave Filoni. He'll pull something out of his asshole and fix the fucking movie. Even with the monstrosity that The Last Jedi is, and we've said we liked it, whatever. It's a fuck up.
We like it, we hate it, it's whatever, it's fucked up, realized. Yeah. Either way.
Dave Filoni could save us, so if anything, they have to do that. But even if they're going to restart it, honestly, I'm open to it.
My biggest issue is that I'm open to it, but my biggest issue is they're going to take that out of continuity, and then they're going to be like, here's three new movies. What if we hate those more than what we have? That is my biggest issue, because we hate that even more. if you leave it up to the fans, but that's never going to fucking happen. If they do it, they're just going to full, like, fucking dicks out go into it. They're going to be like, these three movies no longer canon, here are these three new movies. But, like, what if these three new movies are just so terrible, or just don't make any sense as well, and you're just like, what the fuck? And then it's like, let me go back to how it was before. And what if they don't have Kylo Ren? I like Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
That's my biggest issues.
No, Kylo Ren is good. I still think... Like I said, is literally if they just got rid of Rise of Skywalker, gave Dave Filoni the movie, it would be fine.
I don't know. I feel like if they're doing that, they might as well just restart the three.
No.
And just give it to Dave Filoni.
That makes no sense, because The Force Awakens is good.
I just feel like The Last Jedi is just, you just get that.
No, it's fucking fine. Literally, The Rise of Skywalker, in my opinion, is, I agree the eighth movie, we've talked about this so many times, but I agree the eighth movie fucks it, but The Rise of Skywalker, you could have fucking made it good.
Yeah.
That movie was so fucking, like, wild and dumb and too Disney, and the fact that Rey fucking killed Palpatine, I murdered Jedi, pulls lightsaber out, like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, don't get me wrong, we like the movies, we've said this so many times, this is literally...
Did you see in the books that actually Rey, like, a legit, like, this is part of canon, that Rey was going to have her actual double-sided lightsaber, because her plan was to make a double-sided flipping lightsaber, like, basically what she had when she was, like, her evil version, basically to make the same thing that was, like, works like her staff. But instead, she made the yellow lightsaber. Which, don't get me wrong, the yellow one's cool, but, like, why don't you just make a yellow lightsaber fucking double-sided? I feel like she should have a fucking double-sided lightsaber. Jesus fucking Christ.
I feel like it should be blue, too. I feel like the yellow is just, like, a fucking out of left field, but whatever.
Unless they do something with the yellow. Unless they actually be like, this is real.
It should just be the dyad's color. It should be what Ben Solo's lightsaber would have been, too. It should be, like, their little dyad.
Just like in, I remember the Old Republic
twins.
Movies. Yeah, those twins.
Yep.
That would have been cool if they did that.
We've talked about it so many times, but realistically, you could have just taken pretty much the same plot, gave Dave Filoni it, gotten rid of all the stupid, cringy moments, given us all, like, the relationship things we need. Like, Luke Skywalker looked so stupid as a ghost when he, like, popped up, like, walking.
He looked like Chuck Norris. Was it just
idiot.
Me?
Yeah,
and
he looked
like Chuck Norris.
And they did him such an injustice, but it just, Ben needed to finish it. That would have been perfect. Ben comes to the light side, he finishes it, just capping off the fucking saga. Beautiful. Anyways, that's a never-ending fucking topic for us.
But anyways, it's...
Yeah, I mean, if they do retcon it, I'm just going to go with it, because at this point, they're fucked anyways, so who gives a fuck if they fuck it even more? If they fuck it even more, just pretend those three movies are canon and just... But there's so much stuff...
There's so much... I don't know that. I feel like at that point, there's a point of no return that you're going to reach that it's just like... People are just going to be like, this is a dead franchise. You're rebooting it too much. You're
just
fucking shit up too much.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
No, I
feel like what they should do, just leave how they fucking made them, just whatever, continue it. Just don't fucking look back. And now just do your thing.
If they were to reboot it.
They did what they wanted to do. They at least what they thought they wanted to do, capped off the Skywalker story. Because everybody was like, whoa, what's Luke going to do after this? That's what the issue was, that everybody was expecting it to continue with Luke doing something and stuff happening with the Skywalkers. They should have just started off their own thing, doing their own thing, like either before the first one or something. I don't know. But that was the issue, is that they're like, we need to end this so that people don't expect us to continue doing Skywalker stuff. So now they have full domain to do other shit. So it's like, you know what? Just go do what the fuck you want to do, and hopefully it's good.
Well, if they are going to reset it, they just have to give it all to Dave Filoni and George Lucas, because Filoni is what calms Lucas's insanity like Jar Jar Binks. Together, they cannot be stopped. So if anything, they have to give it to Filoni.
I feel like Filoni, and to be honest, Filoni and Jon Favreau together.
If honestly, that'd be great. If they could get them, I fucking believe that they can make a better
just
thing.
Fucking even Keep grab Kylo. Kevin Feige to come over and help. Like, yes. Jesus Christ. We have so many good people.
We don't even need Rey again. I mean, I like the actress. I feel like she did a good job as
gave her, at least. She definitely did.
If she's
good job,
willing to come back, I'd be really happy to have her come back. I would they could just make it a lot better. And it's sad because Carrie Fisher's dead, but
that's the thing, a lot of people don't like. The biggest idea for some of the fans is like, oh yeah, you know, it's crappy, but that was Carrie Fisher's last performance, and redoing that is like kind of like a spit at her. I know, that was another thing I read. I was like, yeah, that's kind of true though. Like, that was her last performance, and it was Star Wars. Like, how, like, kind of poetic in a way. Like, that was, you know, I don't know. That's the only thing that makes me sad. If they do it, I'm like, but her vision.
Yeah, that's fucking depressing as fuck. Whatever. I mean, if they do it, they do it. If they don't, they don't. It's not like we can stop them.
Yeah, I mean, the last
Jedi.
We're just giving what our thoughts are on it, realistically.
Yeah.
It's not like we have control over it, but if
finally,
we did,
in fucking better news, Star Wars Squadron.
Which looks... No, I'm just kidding.
At first, I was angry because I was mad that they stopped making updates for Battlefront. I'm like, I want Battlefront 3! But we watched some gameplay before this, and it actually looks fucking amazing. On top of it, VR? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm thinking about, like, okay, so if it's cross-platform, I will buy a VR headset to play on my computer with you and be like, yeah!
That's fucking... Xbox just needs to make...
I know.
And Microsoft needs to make one, at least.
I know, because PlayStation has PSVR. They should definitely make one. That'd be really, really cool.
No, I would buy that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
But...
It looks really fucking cool.
It looks really cool. So if you ever played Elite Dangerous or No Man's Sky, it kind of seems like that. Like, if you're playing first person while you're flying the ship, it seems like you're doing that, but in Star Wars universe, and you're flying all the cool ships and shit. And we were watching beforehand, the trailer, and the only thing that I said, I'm getting this out of the way first because it's what I think would be bad about the game. I think the single player might be bad. Because all you're doing is probably going to be a bunch of cutscenes that are what actually the story is telling you, and then it's going to be you just flying around in your ship. Like, that's going to be the actual mission, just you flying around in your ship.
See, that's where I am in the Battlefront 2 story, is there's a part with the ship, and it's like story mode. I'm just like, this is so fucking boring.
That's what I'm saying. The story mode in ships, when you're driving and you have to do a story, but, like, you're in a ship or a vehicle, I feel like it automatically makes it awful.
Yeah, I remember doing the Call of Duty stories and, like, driving in a Humvee, and you're like,
yeah,
this is
you're just
terrible.
Like, this is terrible. Like, why? I mean, unless it's part of the story and, like, it makes sense. Like, in Call of Duty, like, sometimes you're in the Humvee, and then you get out and you fight, but, like, you're never getting out of your ship in this game. You have to keep that in your mind. You are never, ever getting out of your ship.
You're right. The multiplayer is going to be fantastic.
The story
might be cool, but it might not be that fun to play, but it might be a cool story.
It might be an interesting story, but, like, It would make it terrible if it's the fact that I have to get through all these awful missions just to get to the good story. That's what makes it, like...
True that.
That's what makes me sometimes not want to finish it, is because, like, I'm getting through all these stupid missions. That's where I am, actually, in Battlefront, is because I was playing it, and then I got to, like, a space mission. I'm like, I don't really like flying around.
That's same here.
And then I'm at a part where I'm just like, I just need to continue it, but I'm fucking flying, and I don't want to be.
I completely agree. But... Another reason I was upset about this game, not really upset, I was just like, why the fuck are we getting this? Like, this is probably just going to be shit. Was because I thought they were milking the fuck out of the original trilogy's tits.
Yeah, like, that's true.
I thought they were milking the fuck, and then it come to find out, it doesn't take place. It takes place after episode 6.
It's like Battlefront 2.
Yeah, you're going to be either the New Republic or, like, the crumbling Empire.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Which is really cool.
You get to customize your ship.
I'm assuming it's
going to
be...
Customize the inside, customize your character.
Story mode-wise, I think it's going to be the continue, like, during Battlefront 2, I'm assuming. Because Battlefront 2 is, the first mission, isn't it, the Death Star explodes and you continue from there. So I'm assuming it's going to be the same thing, but, like, during the same timeline. It's probably in different parts of the galaxy. Who knows? Maybe you'll see Aiden and be like, oh, shit. You know, stuff like that.
We do see Kanan's girlfriend, the Hera, Tuwek
Hera or whatever. Something. Hera, like, super.
The green bitch with the long, long skin hair thing on her back.
Yeah,
whatever.
Tweelik?
Is she Tweelik? Yeah, she's a Tweelik.
Yeah, Hera. Yeah, you see her in the trailer, which is really cool, because they actually, like, that's what she'll look like if she's in a movie, actually, because they made her more like the human-like. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. I'm interested
which,
to see
what I'm going to take all of this. I'm just going to intervene really quick. We are, like, three, four months away.
From what?
From? Mandalorian.
Oh, Mando, yeah, October, right?
That's insane.
Yeah, 3 months away. Oh, shit, yeah. And I think that's when they're going to do, some of the Marvel shows too. I think they're coming out relatively soon still. I don't know if they finished shooting before the virus.
No, we're not getting them, yeah.
Wow, that makes me really sad. Well, at least Mando's done.
At least we'll get Mando. I'm pretty sure we're getting Squadrons pretty soon, which that will
Squadrons
be fun.
Is relatively soon. I think that might be September.
Is it coming out on the new console?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up, but I want to say it's
That'd be stupid to release in September with the consoles coming out.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't know, actually. To be honest, I have no idea when it comes out. That was just a fucking shot in the dark. But anyways, overall, the game...
It looks play
awesome. Looks good, yeah, especially with multiplayer. I think it's going to be really fun.
You can play against the AI, which I like.
Yeah, you could have, like, the... It's PvE is what it's called, player versus... Event?
Battlefront fucking had.
They kind of do. I mean, when we played the co-op missions, that's what that is.
It's
player
shitty.
Versus AI, but... It's, like, it's fun only because, like, you don't always want to be in that competitive mindset and shit, so... It's fun just to kind of shoot down some ships as you go, but...
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. The co-op, I was thinking yeah, the co-op something else. Was. Yeah, it's kind of, it's like...
Yeah, yeah,
but there's still some people.
Well, like, they have, fucking.
It's like a 4v4, but there's a ton of different enemies, so majority of the enemies you fight are
AIs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, overall, I'm really excited for the game. I think after watching that trailer, at first I wasn't. Yeah, I guess I'm not really excited. Yeah, you're right. I'm interested. Like, I'm probably going to buy it on day one and probably play it. But we'll see how far it goes from there. Everything's still really up in the air with that game.
Yeah,
I'm like,
it's a really like, we'll see how it is.
Yeah, it's like...
If the customations are shit and you gotta pay a ton of money for them, it's just gonna be fucking ass.
And it's EA, so like, it's a possibility you might have to.
Pay to win, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know but it.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Overall, I am. It really wasn't too... I know there's not too much other news besides just kind of... The modes they haven't really given you besides like where it's set in like oh yeah it's
they got a bunch of new different Republic ships for stuff. And stuff like
yeah
that,
oh that's actually cool because I think they add new ships I think yeah the, made what, some the new Titan Reaper
I don't,
or
I, yeah,
some
I don't
shit.
Remember but they made
and
some
the
new
Wii,
ships
and the Wii U-Wing
cool.
I think it's those two I don't think those are in Canada as far as I know but yeah overall again it's really cool because
I just hope there's not like 30 Millennium Falcons in the game.
I don't think there's going to be a Millennium Falcon.
Hopefully there's not.
They're milking the shit out of that ship in Battlefield.
They are. They were milking the fuck out of Lando and Solo the whole fucking time. This chair is awful.
We still need to watch Solo. We still have not watched Solo.
And we're watching Batman vs. Superman and we're not going
to
watch Solo.
We still haven't watched fucking... What does the world come to when we watch Batman vs. Superman over a Star Wars movie?
Do you have anything else to say about that?
No, I mean, again, there's really not too much we know about it besides, like, where it's set and just those two modes, basically. The fucking...
It's basically EA saying we're done with Battlefront, so we're going to shoot out another game, make more money off of it.
Yeah, basically.
An easy game to make. We're going to just shoot out to you guys.
Well, that's the thing. I feel like it is. I hope it's just not going to be a lazy game.
Yeah, hopefully not.
I hope it's not just going to shoot out just because they're like, oh, Star Wars isn't making us any more money because Battlefront 2 is getting free updates. Here's this new game. That's just kind of
I would have honestly paid for updates with Battlefront 2.
If they were just like, yeah, you know what? These are going to be paid DLC. Fine. You have already fixed the game from the initial outset. I'm completely fine with that. I will give you $20 for a fucking character DLC. I don't know. But anyways.
Continue. A little weird topic, but I just thought this was kind of interesting to talk about.
Weird? What, do you don't like TMNT, bro? My favorite incarnations of them are, what's it say, Michael Bay's versions?
Oh, my God. Michael Bay made those. I forgot.
Yeah, Michael Bay made those.
Oh, those are terrible. Those are so fucking bad.
I actually have not seen them. So
they're
terrifying. I really have not seen them.
They're fucking awful. But I guess I stumbled across this, and I was just like, really? I don't know. I just wanted to tell you what you thought about it, but I guess there's a new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in the comics.
Oh, just one?
Well, there's also like another new character, but I couldn't really find much on him or her. But the first one is a yellow, like the yellow mask. It's a turtle, and it literally, this girl as a human got hurt or something, and then they had to give her blood, and their blood is basically the goo and turned her into a turtle. So now there's a girl one.
Let me find her name real quick. How the fuck were they supposed to? Why would they give her blood? There's probably plenty of fucking other humans that can give her blood to survive.
I have no fucking idea.
Sounds very convoluted for no reason at all.
There's Jenica, because it says Donatello and Leonardo transfused Leo's blood with Jenica's. I think that's her name.
Oh, no.
In other senses, this is good news for Jenica. She's part of the gang now.
Oh, no.
Jenica. So it's Leonardo, Raphael, that's Donatello, Michelangelo,
and Jenica. What the fuck? Is Jenica supposed to be some kind of Renaissance person I don't know about?
No, there's no fucking way.
As far as I know,
I need to throw this chair away because I'm laughing and moving around.
It's alright. I mean, what other? Where are you fucking? Are we gonna go floor gang next?
Floor gang? I apologize. Maybe I'll have to tighten these screws.
Tighten the bolts, bro. I mean, mine's not that squeaky. I lied. But
I'm trying to find
Jenica. Like.
And why? I was like, this is actually really cool. There hasn't been a new Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Yeah, I was like, that'd
yellow,
be cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's fine. Color. That's a color they haven't had
pink
before.
Or something like that. Yeah. Like, it's a girl. Like, whatever. I mean, that's.
Yeah, I don't really care. It's a girl. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's just the fact that her name does not fit and her fucking origin is stupid as hell. My God.
Yeah, it was in the comics, of course.
Now I want to go and actually learn like everything about it to see if it's actually as terrible as I'm thinking it is right now.
Yeah,
Jenica.
I can't find anything more on this, but I found it.
There's probably a listener named Jenica who's like, "Wow, you fucking insensitive bitches."
Hold on, let me look something up. New
TMNT character, Jenica. Wow.
No, because you can find a whole bunch of shit on Jenica, but there was this other character that I saw and read the whole thing about. No.
Oh no. Oh, is it worse?
It's worse.
Oh no.
It's worse than Jenica.
Oh, what the fuck can be worse than Jenica? I mean, actually, again, she's not that bad, I feel like, overall.
What's worse than
like...
Jenica is Jenica in the live-action fucking movie.
Is she in the live-action movie?
No.
I thought you were saying she was. I was like, oh no. I'm like, now I need to watch them. Maybe now they're going to make new cartoons with them because they're going to
I really like all the cartoons that they made. Even the new ones are pretty good, I feel like.
I haven't seen the new ones.
They're decent. I mean, they're not as good as the like, original one we grew up with or like the, I guess, like movies. Or I honestly forget. If there was a cartoon when I grew up or I watched the old, like, 90s cartoon.
Oh, no, there was
cartoon.
Definitely. Oh, no, no. You mean, like, a newer one? I don't know, actually. I only remember the 90s cartoon.
Begone, demon! There's a fly.
Oliver, where you at, Holmes? there's like, the 90s cartoon, but there was always...
There's something, like, new movies movie and shit, because there was a bunch of toys that come out with, like, Raphael and shit. I don't know.
Maybe the 90s cartoons just continued. I don't fucking know.
Then they made the new ones on Nickelodeon for a while, but those were good. But I can't find any articles about this now, which is really fucking weird. Because
maybe
when
they
deleted
it. It was false.
Maybe. Because when I looked up first the yellow Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, another character popped up, and it showed, like, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle team. Mm-hmm. And it was the four OGs, the yellow one, and then this new character. And it made me want to throw up. It was a new mutant animal. It was a mutant wolf with a green ninja mask on.
Oh, no.
I don't know his name. I actually might have it saved somewhere if I find more. Yeah.
Didn't they do that in the movies? Didn't they, like, have the other people turn into animals as
well?
Well,
one of their main villains is, like, Leatherface or something. He's a crocodile mutant, which is actually really fucking cool because they're, like, turtle mutants. And then the crocodile or alligator in the sewer also.
Right.
Which is cool, but...
But, like, they had it where, like...
The teammate as a wolf.
Well, that's the thing. I remember.
It's not a turtle.
I thought it was in the movies. Like the live action movies. I swear, like, they were, like, creating them into animals or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I also remember reading that this guy was, like, a villain of Raphael that he recently made his friend. I don't fucking know. Honestly, at this point. Thanks for watching, guys. I'm pretty sure this has been a decently long episode. I don't fucking know.
It's fucking long as hell. Actually, it's not that long. Actually, like realistically, it's not that. Yeah, it's probably like an hour.
That's good. But thanks for listening to our. We're back now. We're gonna be back every week. Thanks for that, Laundry. if you heard that, We're back every week now, probably every Sunday. The episodes are going to be out. Who knows? We flow. We chill like a vill. You know what I'm saying? 20 episodes, we're back for this second season.
Indeed.
Check out the Instagram at Half Past Sheave Podcast. Our YouTube channel is Half Past Sheave. Patreon, donate. If you hate us, donate.
We'll have to get a new quit. We'll have to get a new goal for our ad. Like, what are we looking to get now?
I was trying to think what
gummy worms?
We're already up to $1. We've already made $1, and that took us all of last season to make. It took us all of last season to buy two bags of chips
are we gonna do? Okay, wait. We gotta get something that's a little more rich blood instead of hot Cheetos.
What are we getting? A snack or
$2? No. Something that's should we get like McDonald's? Something from McDonald's? Fucking cheeseburgers or something? two double cheeseburgers since they're a little bit more expensive.
Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Listen, I'm not trying to, you know. I'm not trying to start a war here, but they're fucking terrible.
I'm not trying to get shot while buying it.
Exactly. Jesus Christ. I can't believe somebody killed somebody over that. I'd rather kill somebody over a Chick-fil-A sauce. Not even the sandwich, just a sauce.
Or even one of their waffle fries. Fuck. I don't know. I guess we'll think on that, because I don't want to come up with a definitive thing. I feel like the McDonald's is a good idea, but I feel like it's...
I think so.
Maybe that's good. I haven't had McDonald's in so long.
I know, but double cheeseburger sounds good. We're going to get McDonald's after this now? And watch fucking Batman?
Oh, shit.
I think that might be the move.
That might not be the move.
I don't know.
I'm down to go get food, but I don't want to get McDonald's.
To feel like shit tonight?
Low key, might as well get White Castle.
Oh, God. Anyway. But
fuck, hope y'all enjoyed this. We had some solid topics. Yo, comment what you want. Hit us up on Insta. Actually, just got like 3 comments right now on Insta. Shout someone out. I'm gonna shout one of.
Yeah, seriously though, like let us know what recent news you guys are kind of interested in, and we'll see if we can look it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Please try to make it related to something that we might know.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we'll try to research as much as possible.
Okay, I'm not
shouting
him out.
Uh oh, why would he say?
I mean,
like, y'all motherfuckers are trash.
I can't say his name now because I just said it was terrible, but it's a weird fucking username. I'm not saying it. He was just commenting on, I can't even say the post.
You know who you are.
You know who you are, you fucking animal. But,
oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, enjoyable episode. I feel like
we've
constantly been saying this. We're only going up from here, which we... Definitely Hopefully. Have. I feel like we've gotten better talking wise, but yeah. I feel like we've not gotten any less like cringy and like. I feel like I just have the worst train of thought to do a podcast. I'll literally just be talking like. What?
Well, so my issue, your
I'm
issue,
like Dory. We're like fucking finding. This is finding Half Past Sheave. This is finding Sheave. That's the new podcast name.
Oh, shit.
That's the season's theme.
Finding
is Nemo. Finding Sheave. Finding Eugene.
So you, Eugene. Your issue is that you go off on tangents a lot more. Where like, I mean, I do that too, but like, you kind of are the starter, and then I continue on with it. My issue is that I just say random ass shit that I think is funny in my head, and then when I say it, it's not, and then it just throws you off.
I'll be like in the middle of a conversation, you'll be like, waffles! And you're like, what the fuck? Chicken nuggets! Like the one guy from Invader Zim.
Yeah.
What does he say?
Gurr?
Yeah, what does he say? Waffles?
I like pancakes.
Or some shit like that.
Anyways, in the wise words
of Emperor Sheev Palpatine, are we adding a twist onto that, or
no? God rest his soul?
I think that's fine how it is.
I've actually always been adding that in, if you've listened. Do it. Do it. See you next episode.
That was fucking heinous.
Good.